Phoenix Books presents...
Generation Warriors by Anne McCaffrey and Elizabeth Moon. Volume 3 of The Planet Pirates. "We have resources they don't know about," Sassenach said, and not for the first time. It did not reassure her. The convivial mood in which Sassenach and Lindsay had first made their plans to combine forces against the Planet Pirates had long since evaporated. They had been carried by the euphoria following the incredible Thek Cathedral, which had dispensed right justice to Captain Kruss, who had illegally landed a heavy worlder colony transport ship on the planet Irita, right under the bows of Sassenach's pursuing cruiser. The Thek conference had elicited considerable fascinating information about the captain's superiors. Apart from sorting out the problem of which race owned Irita, the Thek had departed without reference to bringing the perpetrators of planet pirating to a similar justice. Neither Sassenach nor Lindsay felt they would be lucky enough to obtain more support from the Theks, even if that long-lived race were the oldest of the spacefaring species. Theks rarely interfered with members of the various ephemeral species that they had discovered over the centuries. Only when, as on Irita, some ancient plan of their own might be jeopardized would they intervene. As a rule, Thek permitted all their client races from the lizard-like Seti, the shape-changing Wefts, the marine Shli, down to humans to dree their ain weirds. No sooner than the Thek had resolved the matter of Irita than they had departed, leaving Sassenach and Lindsay with an irresistible challenge to seek out and destroy those who indulged in the most daring sort of piracy, the rape and pillage of entire planets and the mass enslavement of their legally resident populations. The problems were immense. Sassenach was too experienced a commander to ignore real problems, and Lindsay had seen too many good plans go wrong herself. Lindsay sprawled comfortably on the white leather cushions in Sassenach's office, watching her distant offspring with amusement. She was so young to be so old. "What we need," said Sass, frowning at nothing, "is a lot more information. The kind of proof we can bring before the council meeting, for instance. Take the Diplo problem. Who's been contacting whom? And whose money paid for that heavy worlder seed ship? Which factions of heavy worlders are involved, and do they all know what they're doing? Then there's the Paradin family. I have my own reasons to think they're guilty root and branch, but no proof. If we could get someone into position, some social connection." Lindsay picked up her mug, gulped down the last of her drink, and tried to ignore the hollow in her belly. Was she about to do something stupid or brave, or both? "I might be able to help with the Diplo bit. They don't let many lightweights visit Diplo, but because of their continuing medical problems, genetic and adaptive, medical researchers and advisors are welcome. As welcome as lightweights ever are. I'd need a refresher course with a master adept. Are you sure you're not doing this just to exercise your own heavy world demons? From what you've said..." Lindsay didn't want to go into that again. "I know. I have reason to hate and fear them. Some of them. But I've also known good ones. I told you about Zabara." Sassenach nodded but looked unconvinced. Lindsay went on. "Besides, I'll have time to talk to the Master Adept renewing my training. You know enough about discipline to know that's as good as any psych software. If the Master says I'm not stable enough to go, I'll let you know. You'll discuss it with him." By Sassenach's tone, she wasn't entirely happy with that. Lindsay sighed internally. "Not everything, no. But my going to Diplo, certainly. There are certain special skills which can make it easier on a lightweight." "That's Diplo, then," Sassenach gave a final